Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we have had quite a program so far. So many dynamic guests, and one of our absolute favorites is up next, as it is time to head to Lincoln, Nebraska, and check in with our favorite Husker, and that, of course, is the one and only Jason Peter, who knows what winning is all about, and he has that formula to succeed, and we're looking forward to some perspective on the Masters. It is a very special weekend. Hello, Jason.
How are you, Ace?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I know that each and every year you have your annual celebrity golf tournament up there in Lincoln, Nebraska. So golf is a sport that you've picked up after playing professional football. And I wanted to get your pulse on who is your favorite to win the Masters this year, because, of course, Tiger's out. But I think there is still plenty of compelling storylines and bright stars that will have the chance to perhaps wear that famous green jacket.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, Tiger, he hasn't been playing to, I guess, the best of his ability. I mean, he's still number one, but in terms of the master, in terms of the majors, I don't want to say he hasn't been a factor at all, but, the field has caught up, I think, at least with the majors. And, he's certainly a guy that he's obviously polarizing, and I'll be the first one to admit that when you kind of you walk in and the golf's on, you're kind of wondering, where's Tiger? What's Tiger doing? And the show goes on, and there's a lot of guys that are playing well. One of the favorites a lot of people think is Rory, and I think he's definitely in a handful of guys that you got to look for, but I just like Adam Scott again.
Oh, yeah, he's a past champion.
I just think he's playing so well, and he had, obviously, some issues a little bit last week, but this is a whole new week. And, from a guy who, I guess, gets to pick the menu a couple nights prior to this whole thing getting started, I feel like it's just a matter of, is he going to close today? That's kind of the feeling that I get with Adam Scott. And obviously they all kind of have that dilemma that they all face. But with Adam Scott, it's kind of like, he's going to play well enough. And if he plays well enough, he can open up a lead on people. I think the way that Tiger used to, the way that people thought Rory would, a couple of years ago. But I feel like Adam Scott is kind of that golfer now.
Oh, well, I'm so glad, Jason, you bring up past champion like an Adam Scott. I think of a Zach Johnson, a Bubba Watson, a Phil Mickelson. I was watching him in his press conference with the Masters coverage this week. I know that he's had to battle through some injuries and things like that, too. But wouldn't that be nice to see our old lefty to win it all again?
I know Lefty plays a big part in your house. Obviously, he's got a southpaw that swings that way, too.
Uh-huh.
And it's great to have, people that you can look up to as a kid. And Phil has certainly, I think, done it the right way. And people, that's the reason why people cheer for Phil. He's got a good group. It's going to be him and Ernie Els and Justin Rose for those first 2 days. And I think Phil and Ernie, I think, are somewhat kind of paired together just in people's minds. I think at one point there was kind of like this competition, and maybe people even thought, I guess, Ernie would be the better golfer at career's end. But, Phil certainly has taken that, title away, or not, I don't even say title, but I think people look at him generally as the better golfer, but Ernie's in line. He's got a bunch of majors himself, and it certainly would be a nice group to follow if you were in Augusta.
So true. He is the biggie. Hey, talking about Phil Mickelson, he was the winner in 2004, 06, and 2010. Right now, he is currently ranked fifth, and I know that this hasn't been the best season of his career, but he is just one of those guys, truly, that you can never count out with the Masters. And I was just talking about some of the injuries that he has had to muscle through. And Jason, I'm not sure if we talked about this last week on the show, but with Tiger Woods, electing to have this surgery at, he's 38 years of age. I know that you can relate to him because your surgery that you had too on your back was pretty similar to Tiger's. Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty much a microdiscectomy, and they just kind of clear some of that junk around the nerve. They shave some bone to give it some more room, I guess, to move and be flexible. And I know when I had it, it was during the season, and I had it, I think, around the fifth game of the season. And I was back in the starting lineup 8 weeks later. So it's, you know, it's certainly it's not on the same level as having a neck fusion where, you know, if that was the case, you wouldn't see Tiger for the rest of the year. It's something that, you know, you can come back from with the right therapy, and, you know, God knows Tiger has, you know, there's nothing at his fingertips. He's going to have the best of the best. And I would imagine that, you know, he's getting close to swinging a golf club already, you know, and it won't be too long. Imagine sometime, hopefully early summer, when he's back on the course.
It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment with the great Jason Peter at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. And I know, Jason, perhaps we'll get into this next week of the NFL draft. It is what we're looking at. It's about a month away. I want to break down some of those positions. But this weekend, it's the spring game for Nebraska for the Huskers. Is that right?
It is. And people are they're a little nervous.
Talk to me. Why?
Bo Pelini is talking about changing the format.
Uh-oh.
And change doesn't go over well out here in God's country. It just, you know, unless there's some proven results, and let's face it, when it comes to Bo, nobody trusts anything that he does at this point. You know, just people have kind of lost faith, and he's talking about, you know, not having enough guys to split the team. So he's going to do more of, you know, the offense versus defense. But then there was something where, you know, he was mentioning maybe, you know, we do one offense versus two offense versus one defense. And that just won't work. At some point, you've got to be able to go ones versus ones, live, game-like situation, get the coaches off the field. Let's see how the big boys handle it themselves. Can they take a play from the sidelines, and can they put it into the huddle, and can they go execute? And without, you know, daddy looking over his shoulder saying, no, you got to look here first. You got to do this. So, you know, everyone's, I guess, hesitant to see if he actually does, you know, do these changes. But, you know, this is a do-or-die year for him, so I guess he feels like he's going to do what's best for his team.
You know, just a quick bright spot, they're saying that there's been some improvement defensively, and so that understanding the schemes and the comprehension and just some development there, and as a result, that all turns into confidence. Jason, it's been a pleasure having you with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, and I promise next week, hey, we're going to start previewing the upcoming NFL draft. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.